Unit 12, Lesson B, page 100. Exercise 2. Things went wrong. Part A. Listen to Cindy and Scott talking about their travel problems. What happened to each person? 1. Cindy.
You'll probably be surprised to hear what I did. I was on a business trip. The flight was a long one, and when I arrived at my destination, I was eager to get my bags and get to my hotel to relax. Well, you know, they always tell you to be careful to get the right bag, but I was in a hurry. You can guess what happened. My black suitcase looked just like every other one, so I picked up someone else's. I didn't realize my mistake until I got to the hotel. Well, I immediately called the airport, and fortunately, it all worked out. I had to go back to the airport, though, to pick up my suitcase and return the other one. And of course, I also had to apologize. If only I'd checked the name tag more carefully. It's funny, this sort of thing almost never happens to me when I travel.
2. Scott.
This is kind of a funny story. I was in Panama City and had a layover between flights. I'd arrived at about 6 p.m., and my flight out wasn't until about 8:30. Well, my flight was delayed. And delayed. It got really crowded at the departure gate. I was getting tired, and there were so many people around. I hate crowds. So I went to sit away from the departure gate to escape the crowds. I was reading and feeling drowsy. I wish I'd slept on the flight to Panama. Anyway, the next thing I know, I wake up and there's no one around. The crowd is gone. I'd fallen asleep and missed my flight. They must have made lots of announcements, and I missed them all. Boy, did I feel stupid. I had to stay in Panama City overnight and catch a flight out the next morning.